Chavtes Cheshvan HaTavshimim Zion, December 1st, 1986, on Monday.
Certainly, reaching Israel, because in the case of Salah and Kirbatei, even there is Yom, that the halacha of Moses, of Sotin of Moses, of Mesh of Havilarai, is not that he becomes divided by the Moses, but only Sotin by him. It's only the dean of maintenance of the spot, but even if it's a dean of maintenance of the spot, it cannot be shifted, you know, like a ping pong ball. I mean, this one, that one, I mean, so we have to maintain the original of the spot, unless a new subject develops. Yeah, that's the Ram's chat. But in the case of Miller, the Ram says, these are fire of the Ishabu top four. So then, even the value applies even to the case of Tzolach and Tzolach, because if it's officially top four, and if he's only something valuing, so maybe the other person who is not the Moses is also something valuing. And if it is something valuing, so maybe, so the Shiloh is, maybe the Hedish is how we suffer. Because we cannot say vis-à-vis Hegdash, we cannot say we have to maintain the status quo. Because Manashah, if he is a Bali, if Rav Ishmael is Gali, he is a Bali, so then maybe he can be Mandish also. Or maybe he cannot be Mandish because of him, the Shusei. So the Shusei, so that's the Bali. Mashiki Teisves is Chelikamra. And Teisves says, that the Abaye of the Bishwit of also is reference to the case of Shosak and Yusuf Sobach. But in the case of Sobach and Kurvatsov, then definitely that he cannot be married. He cannot be married. But only in the case of Shosak and Yusuf Sobach. So the Bishwit will talk about Umayyanan, the gain she Shosak, the Shosh, she Yit. Say she saw a his bell cover. When the boy lay king that was in the day, he was ready on me. So after he did she talk for the feeding she saw, we do eagerly, they are ready. And take she can take this cannot explain the value of the law in the same way as the Ram, because states the shitty is that they don't doubt it from the town there, but that states the shitty. The Shnai is in the house, Yahweku is based upon the Mansade. The Mansade, and she mentions last in the Rapade, that means in the case of Shnai is in the house, so we apply the Dina Hamis of Hadova Raye, the Bill did not move it, of Chazoke Kongerian Shalei. If one person has exclusive possession of the talis, then on the basis of Chazok Majum Shalei would say that he is so owner. If two people have possession of the talis, so on the basis of Chazok Majum Shalei would say they are both the owners. They are both the owners. So it's a bad eye. If it's a bad eye, some really invisibly talk for. And so I can kill myself, how could there be any shayla? So if it's a bad eye, so it is a good talk for. So then half of the talis is the English is half. And the other half is certainly not half. So that's why this verse is forced that fight. The value of it is a good talk for all sorts of the case of Shosak and Shosak. So the child, maybe there is a doyer, and oh, maybe there is no doyer. My name is Shosar, Shosh, Shindish, to be safe, Shosar, Giz, Gatsola. When we go to him, then we go to the Bay, so I have to talk for. So just the stop for counts to keep the doyer from the other party, the thing she shall have to do it already by the head day, so we don't go to the Shai Shabbat, we stay in the family hands, then the Pishon Shalom, 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 the Pish normally Tabak should work. So one alternative is that just the top four is considered as the great Pandala party. So Dishamri top four is also considered as the great Pandala party. But the other alternative is no top four. So you might say that it is great because after all, it would be person who would be quiet in face of somebody learning from him. But in case of Dishamri top four, so maybe he's a prudent person, but still he feels by the death of strength. Let him talk. He just verbally is mindful. He doesn't think where it is from it. So you might be thinking, let him say his mindful. Who cares what he says? Now, so in other words, so this is the bias we want. We must come in. So according to cases, the case of Jesus also referred to the case of Shosaku Sipsova. And then the opening, the final mass from the body, the day which is not Kal, not in Yisopi, because it's not the Shusei, some in Melee, so it's a riot, it's because it ain't he doing. But then you ask, so there the Masconi is that the Hegish is not called because of in the Shusei. What does it do when the Shtiki is Kidoye, Shosak is Kidoba, is Kidoye or not Kidoye? So the Pshat is as follows. I pointed out this thing. So, in other words, because here by the Shusei there was this object. So without it keep it. Rubin said the best of is mine, and Shimon said the best of is mine, and then Shimon, and no one was moved. Then Shimon grabbed the best of. He took a hold of it. So, one second, please don't interrupt me. So, and it was a case where Shimon was not using his Susei, and Reuben at first kept quiet. Then when the Gizba showed up, so he started to protest and to scream. Suddenly, there are two shyness in the case of his Susei. One shyness is maybe the Jewish was called the Sadai. Why should the Chalmud the Sadai? Because the fact that Shimon was magnificent in the presence of Reuben, and Paul Reuben at the very outset was quiet, maybe that amounted to a doye on the part of Reuben that the Messiah belongs to Shimon. Because if he tends many doye on the part of Reuben, why should he remain silent? After all, Shimon was married in the Susan belongs to him. So why would he be quiet? Swipe. Or maybe no. Maybe he kept quiet because why should he scream? He says, let the Rabbonim scream and protest. So that's the reason why the outer kept quiet. So that's one child. Then the other child is assuming that the keeping quiet, the remaining silence by Reuben did not constitute a doye, but maybe the headless by Shimon should be howling something anyway, because even before the keeper there was a something. Before the keeper, so what was the deal? Come down you are, because I only deal. So melee. One question is, one possibility is that the Hegdish is Chalbi Babai, Mitzabi Doye on the part of Rube, and assuming that it's not Doye, because it was Mitzit Soba, so it couldn't be Chalbi Teres Babai, but let it be Chal Teresopik, and then Maskonot Gemori is that it's not in the Chalde Therosophy. So in Mele we see two elements from Maskonot Gemori. Number one, that the Chosak Utsitsobach is no Idoye, because the Chosak Utsitsobach would be Idoye. So then it should be Chalde Therosophy. And number two, that not only that it's not Chalde Therosophy, on account of the possible Idoye, that the Chosak Utsitsobach by the involved, but not even the Therosophy was how. Why was the Chalde Therosophy? Because Tzimash is it. Yes.
I mean, so exciting possibilities, we're trying to look at it from the point of view of Kol Da'al Mevar.
I mean, because no one was wounded there, so they are, even without the cost to enjoy it, the Hekdesh could be called the Therosophy. Weinstein was in Italis, so without the cost to the phenomenon of Idoye, so then the Hekdesh certainly couldn't be called, because according to the text, there is Itzanam Sade, that if through all the towers, so Kazoki Kumashiro, Kisharei, Kibareya, that it was the two of them. Without Idoye, so then the Hekdesh should be called, and the head, and the other head not. So the only thing, the only reason why the Hekdesh should be called on the whole towers, because
of
the
possibility of
the
Idoye,
imagine
in the case of Nisuse, even without the Idoye, the Hekdesh should be chal. Because it was Nisokit without
the possibility of
the
Idoye. So when
the Gemara brings down the Susa,
so that's from the point of
the
Pesha, this Abai, of what? The Shosak and the Susa does not constitute
Idoye. I don't understand. I mean, the way Tosfos explains the Sutta is talking about Kol Da'al Mevar, not the Cliff of...
No. Kol Da'al Mevar. So there was Kol Da'al Mevar before Shin Yivar in the Sutta.
So, from the Sutta...
So it was a Sophie.
Tosfos does not explain the Sutta to be dealing with a Hodor.
Tosfos does. Because Tosfos says here, Umayim Shemayim, the Sutta, the Ishchar, the Shosin, Tesis applies the case, that was the story of Shosak and the Tzitzobach. The Ishchat Mishasikiyot, you see. So the case of Nisusa was also the case of
Then how do you explain this from Kol Da'al Mevar? There's not a case of Kol Da'al Mevar.
No, Kol Da'al Mevar was before Shimon was taken. At first, the case of Esmen, they were five lambs.
But Tosfos himself says in that case they're talking about Kol Da'al Mevar and Masusa.
Yes, alright, so there were two shadows. One of Kol Da'al Mevar, one was Kol Da'al Mevar at the very outset, before Shimon grabbed the Masusa, and then when one Shimon grabbed the Masusa, so another problem developed. Maybe there is a Yoy and the power of four. So there were two shadows. At the very outset, it was Kol Da'al Mevar. But then Shimon grabbed it and the woman kept quiet. Only at the end he started to scream. So then there's another problem in Yisusa, the same Shaila as Tokva, as Yigdisha Lo Tokva.
But this case of Yigdisha Lo Tokva,
in the case of
Yigdisha Lo Tokva is not a case of Kol Da'al Mevar.
Of course not. So why? One second. But it involved the Shaila of Idoye. Over there it was a case of Kol Da'al Mevar, but from the point of view of Kol Da'al Mevar, so no one would be able to keep it unless Bethlehem would be misalik itself. Bethlehem would say, you take justice into your own hands, fight it out among yourselves. But then Shimon grabbed it, and then Shimon was Mandishet, not Bethlehem. Shimon was Mandishet. He didn't grab it. He just was Mandish in Yisusa. So, and Rupin was Shosak Nisim Tzobah. So another problem developed, you see. Maybe there is Idoye and the power of Rupin.
If Tosfos is dealing with the case, if the Kumaris Mohan case is trying to bring a rise out to Dishabhu Thakka, why does he even bring in Kaldalambar? Kaldalambar is not.
Because that was an actual case. It was an actual case that happened before the Chachamim. It was an actual case that happened.
But there's no application to our case.
You don't have application because that case involved the Shaila of Shosaki Zubak, whether it's Idoy or not. Also, besides being the case of Kaldalambar at the very outset, it involved another Shaila of Shosaki Zubak at the end. And then the Psak was that the Hekesh is definitely not Chal, not Mibadai, not Nisot. So, in view of the fact that it was not Chal Mibadai, so no solution to the Shaila of Shosakus Zobach, the Shosakus Zobach is not Idoy. But then, the Psak was that even Nisot, the Hekesh was not Chal. So we have another reason. True, it's not Idoye, but still it was a Sotik, because there they won't tell Zik at the very outset. So it's a Sotik, and still the Hemish was not calling me Sotik. So that's because of the English you say. Alright. Maskola, Hemish, Almesh, Mikotse, Beineki, Idoye. So, So Teitzke says, Bifeyesh, Maskonet Le'abehebesh, Almesh Nikosei, Eine Kidoi. Almesh Nikosei, Eine Kidoi. So Teitzke says, the Dimor was Teitzek Nisabai. That the Nishabu he took for is Eina Mebelesh. The Dimor was Teitzek Nisabai. And the Teitzek says, we saw that this Abai was not Nietzsche. But the Kogi says the Abai of the Nietzsche talk for was Nietzsche. Now, then the next thing.
What?
Okay, we talk for KM.
I thought the Abai of the first Abai of Ravzera was in Nietzsche. But the other Abai wasn't Nietzsche.
What?
When we got to the first Abai of Ravzera was in Nietzsche. The other Abai was in Nietzsche.
Yeah, Rav Zeira. No, according to Teisve, so Rav Zeira's Abai was Nishat. Because in your preaching, the Abai of the Bishop will talk for.
But
he initially talked for is we are patient, but we come to Idoy. But we are not patient. The first one of our. Abzira Sabai, you are not patient. Only this Sabai.
So, because of the Tosis agree then?
Now, there is not much more from the Kinesis portion that nothing was in the case, even the Shire of the Bishop of the Top of the Song, I'm not sure. You're right. Of the Bible, which we'll talk for, and son, so that the easement only of Toshak and Tremaine. So that is its matter.
Not the way things were said before. The woman Tzara, we should go.
So in that way, so it's Mori Doi. And if it's Mori Doi, and according to text this, the Shangles and Talis, we have the building of music, of Chazak and Rosh Hashanah, so naturally the Hedish is not Chal, because it's not his. So, yes?
If you hold by my argument, it says that, that each of them has a separate palace in the whole palace.
Yeah.
Then, it still doesn't, you can't come out to say that it's a separate, excuse me, that we explain
to the Ram. So, according to the Ram, it's not that the Gemara has in Sophie in Matthias, whether the reason is that people in Shoshak and Zitzobak and Mountain implied the Doria or they didn't imply the Doria. But the Sophie is in the Din. In other words, because inasmuch as the Halacha of Shneimers and Talis Lachlokes is based upon the Sophic Mose, so if the Sophic Mose, so then the Shiloh is the Sophic, does the thing of Hamitzik HaRevah of Mose, the Sophic of Mose doesn't imply, it's the Shiloh, so it implies the thing of the Sophic. But if there wouldn't be any Hidoye or any Sophic Hidoye, then it doesn't matter whether it's a Badopayim or Sophic Bayim. So if it's a Sophic Bayim, so it's not a Badopayim, it's a Sophic Bayim. But it's a Din of maintaining the status quo of Menech and Hidoye Tekum. So that status quo cannot be upset. So maybe it's certainly changing. But now that we have a new self of developing, Shaila is not whether it is Doye, but the Shaila that we should say is whether it is the Shisei or not the Shisei. Now let's go over again the Russian Assembly. You and often was Shisei
and the Russian border is much more like the longest
to the second thesis, because the Lashna Gemara is Oydim Mahashim Yehol the top part. She needs the Yamish and basic English, my basic Rishusi, I call the Rishusi, like the high way of the Rishusi. According to the wonders of the first thesis, the Gemara should say, Hashim Yehol the top part, so long we tell that, so there is no Idoye, and if there is no Idoye, so maybe the Hemish is not Tal, because a man sabe that half of the Talas belongs to this one, and half of the Talas belongs to this one. Some melee, only half of the Talas is Hegdesh, is Chalavish, and the other half is certainly not Hegdesh. Yes?
And one, the second case was, if the Rishisa is, if they didn't want to force the claim,
it's not your shisei, so melee, the whole talus is not your shisei. So even half of the talus, the head is not talus. And
the definition of your shisei is if basically
your shisei means that it's within his control, but it can be taken away by the other party at any moment, so it's not within his control. If it's not within his control, so the head is not talus altogether. It's bad enough. Nothing with their soul. So how do we explain the Gemara according to the wonders of the question? So we are forced in order to reconcile the first thesis and the second thesis. So we have to say that when the first thesis says, So just a stop for a man to enjoy it. So in this top for also comes to put in the Oidimo Hashemiye Holy top for. The only top for comes to put in the because a good person wouldn't be quiet and remain silent in face of the grabbing by the other. A good person doesn't remain silent in face of grabbing by the other. But in case of this book of thought, since he did, there was no grabbing, just a certain kind of verbalization. So maybe he doesn't care, let him talk, let him say whatever he wants, as long as he doesn't use any force. Why should I scream? Why should I protest? Shaita said, but even according to the second alternative in the world, that Hashim really talked for, so in the moment it's about this little brother, so mainly it's not Baba Yidol. It's in the case of talk for, so it's Baba Yidol. It's Baba Yidol, because a good person would definitely not remain silent in face of force being used by the other party, by the other litigant, against the hate. So it's what I do. Mashiach in the case of Bishop Oloita, or we can say, Lomi Tzalach, maybe he thinks that he doesn't have to sleep in face of the Bishop Oloita. Maybe, but maybe he should sleep even in face of the Bishop of the Temple. So in other words, when things the first thing to say is that when the Lord says, we do not have to be on the top floor, so the Lord will tell us, so it's not very, the Lord is going to be, we do not have to be on the top floor, the Lord will tell us, so it's bad in the Lord. But the Dima has to be on the top floor, so it's not bad idol, but only shopping idol. In other words, if we say in the case of top four, that it's bad idol, so then Bishop of the top four will be only shopping idol. So these are the two alternatives in the Bible. If you should come out, keep your mind washing the way it was ready to make him and talk for God. So want to assume the doctrines of eating is the other, because it's vada indoye, so the shulman tokva is also vada indoye. Or you know, how should we hold the tokva? So, the woman tzavach some mele, even though tokva. So it's vada indoye, but the shulman tokva is only sotik indoye. Now, if it's sotik indoye, so then the hegdish is not how even with the sotik. Why? Because since it's only Sotik Idoye, so then it's not considered a Shusek. If it is Bada Idoye, so then it is like two eating testifying. So then it's the Shusek also. So it is Baron of Freya that it was his, and it's considered the Shusek too. But if it is only Sotik Idoye, so you will never say it's this Baron of Freya that it is. So the Shusek is it. So even if Rabbi Shmaya is Galia, that he was named there, but since to us it's only a Sotik Idoye, so maybe it's considered Vada in the Shusei, so maybe the Hegdish is not how altogether. The Hegdish is not how even with the Sotik. So now we can understand, first of all, how to can reconcile the first basis of the first. Also, how to reconcile the longness of the first mitzvahs with the longness of the Gemara spelled out the whole top of 60 Yiddish Shus of English. What is the Shus of Polish Shus? What is the Shus? So, yes, according to the longness of the first mitzvahs, the Gemara shouldn't say, how is Yuma? How should we only talk for who see the Yiddish Yiddish in English, what is the Shus? So there's no way, there's no way. So it's an ansade that half of the talents belongs to Ubin, half of the talents belongs to Shimon. So mele, only half of the talents should be chal, the hekdesh, and the other half of the talents should not be chal, because ish yayish and tesi kiddish, ma beisi shalei akol shalei. Why did Gemara mention ma beisi b'shuse akol b'shuse? What we are saying now, so we can understand, because the Gemara says, "Oy Bilmo, even though Tokfo amounts to Bada Idoye, but Hashem Yehovah Tokfo only Bishop, so it's not Bada Idoye. But in view of the fact that Tokfo amounts to Bada Idoye, then Bishop will Tokfo should amount to Sotik Idoye. So, one second. So, mele, the Gemara has to say, you see, which Yanish is basic Kedesh, my basic is to say, I hope the Shusei, in order to be advised that even the Sotik the Hegdesh is not Chal, because on the basis of Eni Shalei, so we would say, the Sotik is should be Chal, because since the Eni Sotik is going to go to Ches, so mele, the Sotik should be Chal, but on account of the Aloche of the Shusei, so even the Sotik Nehesh could be Chal, because since there is only Sotik Idoye, so you cannot say that it is Baal Matreya, that it was Shalei and Yoshusei. So Mele, even if Rabbi Shmaya is Daniel, it is Shalei, but Yoshusei certainly isn't, until it is Mizbaal Mibadai. So we have to say, according to the text says, when the Gemara says, und wir machen die Hose kaputt und sind nicht die Landische, denn sie kein Nisch. Denn sie kein Nisch. Man ist so, that means, und wir machen die Hose kaputt, die Lomme in Zabach. So because of the Lomme in Zabach, so it's not Bada Idoi, even though Tokfor is Bada Idoi. But here, in this way, Tokfor is not Bada Idoi because of the Lomme in Zabach. But Tokfor Idoi it is, because it's not such a Bada Idoi in Tzavah. Certain people have the psychology that if the other fellow is Magdish, you know, acts like a Bada Idoi, you know, over his talents, that he should swim. And certain people, you know, are not so aggressive and they do not react so quickly. So they have the psychology, why should I react? The person doesn't choose any faults, any physical faults. He's only talking, let him talk from morning till night, let him talk to chaos. I mean, that certain people have that kind of a reaction, but other people don't have this kind of reaction. Certain people, other people, even personally, verbally acts in an aggressive way, so they react. So, in other words, if we say that in the case of Tokfo, we could say there is only Tokfo. Or maybe, if we say that in the case of Tokfo there is Varengoi, so in the case of Bhikkhu it's also Varengoi. So the two alternatives are whether Bhikkhu Tokfo is Varengoi or only Tokfo. But Tokfo Goye is Mahala Prophet. So if it is Tokfo Goye, then we have to resolve to get the halacha of Bhikkhu Goye.
Then that means we're assuming, right, that it's only...
Wow.
That means when we bring down the sutta...
You've got a copy of the thesis from the sutta was also in King on the sutta. So, that's what I'm now, so the Maskona of the Gemara thesis points out, that Kofi Kehen is Mitzines. Maharashi is it in the Rambam. The Rambam asks the Kofi Kehen. Did you bring the letter there?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is it? Thank you.